Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Pei Beis. It is a very exciting day here in Daf Yomi land, and that is the last daf of Maseches Kiddushin, the last daf of Seder Nashim. And we are on Pei Aleph Amid Beis. First, we discuss continuing halachas that the Mishnah listed off relating to Yichud and to special tznius behavior between relatives. And then we get to the general topics of how the Mesechta ends. So let's first get into Pei Aleph Amid Beis by the two dots. Higdilu. The Mishnah had said that when a child is very young, so then the child could sleep in the same bed, Bekir of Basar, with the mother, with the father, with the opposite gender. But Higdilu, but once they get older, so that is inappropriate. And the Mishnah said, Zu Yishena Biksusa, Vazu Yashe Biksuso, they each sleep in their own ksus. Again, Bizman Azed, generally, everybody sleeps, we don't sleep with open robes, we each have pajamas, so it's already a different reality than that. But again, the halachas definitely have, ramifications even today. So, Gdilu Zayashim Ksusa Vachul, Vakama, how old? What's the age of inappropriateness for sleeping Bakir of Basar? Amr for a father and a daughter, or mother and a son. Amr of Adabar of Aza, Amr of Asi, Tinok is Bas Tesha Shana Vyomechad, Tinok Ben Shtemesre Shana Vyomechad. So, first opinion, Rav Asi says, a girl 9 years old and a boy 12 years old. Ika da Amri, others say no. Tinok is Bas Shtemesre Shana Vyomechad, a girl 12 years old, Tino ben Shloshes Rei Shana, Shloshes Rei Yom Echad, and a boy 13, Vizeh Vizeh, Kadesh Yu Shadayim Nachonu Sarech Semeach. And in both of these cases, it's where there is physical maturity already. There's physical maturity and these ages, so then that's already that's godless, and it is inappropriate to sleep a kira basar. Amar Afim Bar Papa, Amar Af Chizda, Lo Shanu El She'ena Boshe La'amod Lefanav Arum. It's only mutter at a younger age if the Tinokos is not embarrassed, does not have the recognition of being embarrassed of standing in front of her father or whoever it is, naked. But if she already has the inherent natural busha that one should feel of not being covered, so then usher, that would be usher, even younger. My time a yetzer al bashab, because we assume even at a younger age then there is a yetzahara, in that there is some type of busha, right? Like similar, where does this come from? Comes from Parshas Bereishis, where before the chait, but Adam and Chava were able to stand arum v'lo yisposhashu, right? There was no embarrassment, there was no not even embarrassment, just the natural busha that one should feel, because as the Sfarno writes on the Pasuk Be'er in Bereishis, all the parts of the body were the same, and all functions that the body performed were the same. There was no taiva, there was no yetzahara, only la'achar achet, then busha came in. Then there was a realization that there's a concept of tznius and a concept of having to be covered. These ages aren't the same ages for all halachas. Like the Gemara is giving the ages here of 12 and 13, but let's say, for example, for Nagia, the poskim say it might even start at a younger age, right? Already when the girl starts looking like a girl, right? Not just 12 years old, maybe even less. Other halachas in terms of tzias, in terms of Nagia, in terms of swimming, whatever the halacha is, it could be at a younger age as well. Continuing, Rav Acha bar Abba iklo v'bei Rav Chizda. Chasne, Rav Acha visited his son-in-law. Shakle l'baz barte, he took his granddaughter, Osva b'chnafeha, put her under his cloak, meaning was close with her. Amrle l'osava l'mar de mikdasha. Didn't you hear? She's misareses. She said, so what are you doing? Even though it's a granddaughter, right? It was a little too close, don't you find that, right? Don't you know? Last line in Rashi, Ein Adoni Odeashi Mukudeshes, Vishal Hisrachig Meshes Ish. So little, even if you're a grandfather, there should be some separation. She's Mureses already. Amarle, Avarta Lachadarav. Really? She's Mureses already? He says to the host, I don't know. That's a violation of Rav. Damar v'yudam a Rav. We already had Rav at the beginning of the second parak. V'temer Rabbi Elazar. Also la Adam she kaddish bitok shiktana shetagdil. You have to wait. What, he didn't know his own granddaughter was Miss Aresas? Okay, that's the case. Right? You're not supposed to do that. He says until she becomes a gadola v'tomar v'ploni ani rotsa. Right? That until she's able and old enough to express her own das. Yes, kiddush shiktana does exist, but it's not lechadchila, right? You should wait. So, you know, that's not appropriate what you did. So, mar nami aver le'ad Shmuel. What do you mean? So, they're each, I don't know what the relationship here was, the father-in-law and the son-in-law. Says, you also violated what Shmuel said. To Amar Shmuel, in Mishnah Shem Be'isha, right? Shmuel says that one is not allowed to use the services of an Isha. The Me'iri says there, we had this earlier in Daf Ayin, not any services, but it means services that are derechiba, so to speak. Services that are Ma'isim shalchiba v'kirva. So Amar Lei, Anak Yidav to Shmuel Sfir Lei. No, I hold like the other Shmuel, the Amar Shmuel, Hakol L'Shem Shamayim. Hakol L'Shem Shamayim, meaning if it's to do it for to be involved in types of services for a ultimate or ulterior positive purpose, so then that would be okay. Rashi says here, I wanted to show my daughter how much I love my granddaughter, and that would make that my daughter, you know, happy about the nachas that she gives me. That's why I gave her a big hug. That's why I did that. Rashi says, "Vlasos kos ruach leima kshani mechabe vizbita." Right, so that's why it was l'shem shemayim. Obviously, this doesn't mean any lines were crossed in terms of halacha. It might just mean that there was a big hug given, and I wanted to show the daughter that I really love her daughter. Okay, 2 points. Number one is an earlier point, and that is, what difference does it make, yes, the Rishonim, that she was Mu'ureses? This was a granddaughter. So a granddaughter, what, halachas change when a granddaughter is Mu'ureses and not Mu'ureses in terms of the behavior of the grandfather? Right, so that's the question that the Tosfos read and the other Bali Tosfos ask. Why is it, does it make a difference that she is Mu'ureses? And that's what the son-in-law said. Masha Pirish Hamora. Right, what Rashi, that's what the Tosafot calls Rashi, the Mora. Mashapir Shamora, the Yeshlis Rachig Me'eshes Ish, right, that's what Rashi says, we read that Rashi, bottom Rashi, that, oh, you should stay away from an Eshes Ish, lo nirali, I don't understand that, says the Tosafot. To my old mate, the Isser Eshes Ish, the Isser Bas Bino, right, there's no difference between a married woman who happens to be a granddaughter is one of the Arayas. So why should it make a difference that he says, oh, she's married? V'hanachon ve'enai, says the Tosas Rid, t'kivan she'i mukudeshes k'gdol adam yakfar. If she's already mukudeshes, that means she's very mature. And that means she's like a gdola. That's how we're treating her. V'asar linog b'maisek tana lahoshiva b'cheiko. Doesn't sound like it's a halachic issue, but it's more of a, if she already is involved in a maisa gdola, which is kiddushin, she shouldn't be involved in a maisa ktana, which is this type of physical connection to her grandfather. Right? And that's the Tosas Rit. The Bnei Yeshua has a different pshat. He says maybe it's related to a Marazayan issue. Not everybody knows that she's the granddaughter. Not everybody would know that she's Mu'ureses. So you have to hold both of those. Says the Bnei Yeshua. To answer Rashi's, the Kashan Rashi, the Ritva also asked this Kashan Rashi, Lani has died to Yeshli Yashef. Pei Yoshua defending Rashi. This is his classic reason why he wrote the Sefer. Baruch Hashem. De la Inyan Isser Eishes Ish, Yesh Lo Lachush Lamaris Ayin. De Ikaman the other she Eishes Ish, Vein Yodeh, she Bas Bito. There are some that know that she's Mu'ureses, but not that she's your granddaughter. So that's why it's worse when it's she's Mu'ureses. Masha Enkein, Lin Yechshash Bas Bito, Pnuya, Mimanav Shachlo Shach Marisayan. When it comes to the granddaughter issue, there's no Marisayan. The whole issue is a Marisayan issue, says the Pnei Yeshua. Demand the Yoda, she Bas Bito, the one who knows that she's your granddaughter, like a Lamecha, nothing to worry about. Takol Yoda, the Machbas Chiba Osa, the Isura Leka, the Lomagari Yesara Bekrovim, Kamolael, Ulamanda Lo Yoda, she Bas Bito. And if nobody knows that she's your granddaughter, but she's also not married. So what's the issue? Lech lemeches kolkach to pnuya ba'almahi v'yavagad devade v'pnuya acheres ika isura la'osa bechlatheha because makom l'shach lahachmir bekach l'marisayin kivin to the kush of the milsa mutter kainir ali. So that's the Pnei Yoshua and the Tosas Rid discussing Shitas Rashi. Let's get though to the last three words that we just read. Hakol l'shem shamayim. So Rashi explained, as long as the kavanas were proper, it is okay. Tosfos says on top, V'yalzu anu somchin hashta da'anu mishtamshim b'nashim. And that is why Bizman Azeh, we've never heard of this, right, as we read the Gemara already twice already. Ein mishtamshim b'isha, what does that mean? She can't bring a drink to a guest. She can't serve food at the table. Ein mishtamshim b'isha. Right, no, we do. We do have we are mishtamish b'isha. Hopefully mishtamish b'ish too, but also mishtamish b'isha. So Tosfos says, because it's l'shem shemayim, the kavana is pure. Right, we're not being mishtamish b'isha for any ulterior negative toeles that we want to achieve. If that's true, that would be usur. If somebody is asked for a woman to do something for them so that, Rahman al-Islam, there could be an inappropriate end to the story, that's obviously usur. But this is a kol Hashem Shemayim. In a different sense, it is all pure. Says the Ritva, and this is a Shas Ritva, right here, the last Ritva in Maseches Kedushin, the last piece in the Ritva, right before he says, Slik Pirka. He says, on this line, I call the Shem Shemayim, V'chein Hilchasa, says the Ritva, Da'kol Kefi Masha Adam Makir Ba'atzmo, Imroi Lola Asos Harchaka Liyitzer Oseh. This Amora was saying, HaKol Hashem Shemayim, I'm not violating anything. And I know personally that I don't need this yug. I don't need this gather. Because this is my granddaughter, and I'm giving her a hug. But the Ritva says, these three words are telling us that a person does not need to have extra precautions or siyagim if he knows himself. But if a person knows himself otherwise, then you have to take extra precautions. And he says, for example, V'yafilu lehistakel b'bigdei tzivonin shel isha aser k'deisa b'besach adav adazara. As we discussed before, For a man to be gazing and staring at clothing of a woman, if that does something inappropriate for him, so that's usur, that's a siyug. The imakir ba'atzmo sheyitzro nichna v'kafiflo vein malatina klal. And if somebody knows though that they are in control, mutulo listakel uladaber ema erba v'lishol b'shlomesh azish. Right, to ask our neighbor, oh, how's your wife doing? If that's normal, like we had before from the Ben Yoyada, if that's accepted practice and it's not anything that one needs a siyug for, so then it would be okay. Vahainu, and that's Hahid Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan, remember the story elsewhere, the Yosef Ashari Tfila. Right, the Gemara says elsewhere that Rabbi Yochanan used to sit at the doorway to the mikvah. Velochai Shayet Sahara. He wasn't worried. Why? Because he was doing it L'shem Shemayim. He wanted women, when they come out of the mikvah, to see him, to look at him, and be zochet to gdoli ador like him. That's why he was able to sit there. Why wasn't he worried about Yetzer Hara? So the Ritva says, because it wasn't usur per se to say, it wasn't violating an isser. Violating an isser, doesn't matter what your kavanas are. You can't violate the isser. We don't do averus l'shma. But here he was just sitting there, so he knew himself. Right, another answer to this question is the Bach. The Bach in Brachas Daf Chaf asked this question. Usually the Bach just adds in a girsa. But there the Bach says, how can he sit there? So he quotes another Gemara. Gotta have shas on your fingertips. Rabbi Yochanan had very long eyelashes. So they hung over his eyes. Whenever sometimes he wanted to talk, he asked his student to help him pick up his eyelashes. So he didn't see anything. So he would just sit there. So that's why he wasn't worried about the Yetzer. He didn't see anything. Either way. But the Ritva then ends off. V'rav Ada Barava. But what about Rav Ada Bar Ava, who, if you're remembering Subis in the Ketz and Meraktim Gemara, put the kala on his shoulders and started dancing? So that's exactly the kind of context that is meant here. Hakol Hashem Shemayim. The Ritva says, though, we can't go that far. Even the other Amoraim, if you remember, didn't do that. Ela she'ein ra'ui lahakel baze ela lahasir lachasid gadol shemakir biyitzro velo kol tamar chachem botchim biyitzrehen v'ashrei mi shegover al yitzro va'amalo v'umar naso batora shedivrei Torah omdim lo ladam bialduso v'dosen lo achmes v'tikva la'eis ziknuso ad Hashem, we are going to have soon. But either way, this is a Ritva that says one has to know themselves. And just expanding, the two sources one has to know for this topic is the Ritva, right here, last Ritva in Kiddushin, and the Sefer HaChinuch. The Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Achremos, on the mitzvah of being misrachik from Arayos, shelo lehisadein ba'achas we call Arayos, not to get any enjoyment. And the Chinuch there talks all about the halachas, about Negiya, about histaklus, about any type of inappropriate levity type of behavior between a man and a woman. Even winking at each other in an inappropriate way can be included in the Isser D'Oraisa of Lo Sikrivu L'Galus Erva. And there the Sefer HaChinuch says, unless someone ever say, I can handle it, I can do it, it's okay, I don't need it, says the Chinuch 2 points. Number one, he's wrong. We can never trust ourselves. And number two, it's against Chazal. Once Chazal make up certain rules, again, above and beyond, what was Argamar talking about? Giving a hug to a granddaughter. Doing something more than that? Let's assume not. It was just, so therefore, there's a little more wiggle room. But in terms of something that's inappropriate and halachically regarded as a siyug, la'erva, That's it. End of story. We can't do, we're not allowed to say, oh, I can handle it, or it is okay. He said, "Avaklal adavar hu shelo yasa adam shum davar ba'olam hamevio lidei hirur benashim lo b'maisa v'lo b'dibur v'lo b'shum remes l'kariv dasi isha akala em daito elo b'ishto levad." One's wife, whatever you want, right? That's halacha says. That's kiddushin. That's holy when a person could have kalas rosh with one's wife. That's great. But in terms of anybody else, that's a problem. Ein adam rashoy lazuz mi musara matov v'af al pishu motzei atzmo chasuch hatayva ksas. Even if somebody says, yeah, I'm old, I'm this, lo yomar, kivan shani motzi atzmi kein, ma echpat li emas takel benashim, ki yodei ani batzmi, shelo yitorer yitzri bekach, shahar be'amru kein menech shalu. Many said this and, you know, fell. V'yata b'ni, talking to his son. Remember, the Sefer HaKenech was written for his son to learn with his friends on Shabbos. V'yata b'ni, he's a her al zem ma'od, v'al yavtichacha yitzrecha, v'im elef aravim yitein lach. Even if you have 1,000 cosigners, right, that say that it's going to be okay, fine. And then he says, v'zeh, and even though you find in the Gemara, k'sas ma'asim gemara marim sotrim divrei eila, you find some stories here that contradicts, like the Gemara in Rabbi Yochanan, and he quotes these problems. Rabbi Yochanan on the Shari Tvila, and Rabbi Acha, who used to dance on the top, he says, first of all, hey, mayu kemalachim. He says, they were like malachim. He said, they did tchias amesim. We can't fathom. They spoke to baskols, right? They had baskols. He says, number one, and number two, right, they weren't margish. Aval anachnu achshav ein lanu lifrotz afilu geder katan b'inyanim elu klal. Elo lishmar kola erchekim shod yunu zechonu lavracha befrat. Uman shalo eskiru, and if there is something that they didn't talk about, we have to try to do it ourselves and figure out, you know, harchakas regarding the internet, harchakas regarding anything that's lamaisa in our modern world. We have to make sure that we take the appropriate positions to make sure everything stays in the halachically permissible realm. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we did 3 words, and now we are going weiter. Says the Mishnah, second to last Mishnah here in Maseches Kiddushin. Lo yelamed adam. So once we're talking about on the tznius topic, right, we're talking about yichud, the past couple of mishnayos, so now we're still relating to yichud and other tzanua issues. Lo yelamed adam ravak sofrim. A single man should not be a sofer, right? A sofer is a teacher of young children, as we'll see, because the women come to drop off their kids, and it could lead to an inappropriate situation. V'lo talamed isha sofrim, and a woman should not be a teacher of young children. There it does not say ravekes, it just says she shouldn't. So the Mefarshim and the Mishnah talk about, because usually a man might not be in the house, man might go out to teach somewhere, but the woman a lot of times often is in her house. Right, she'll have a gun in her house. Right, so even a married woman, you know, doing this, if the men come and it's in an inappropriate setting, it could lead to problems. Again, if it's a context where it's going to be public and there are many others around, so then it wouldn't be a problem. Again, the message is that one has to make sure they're in a tsanua guarded setting. Rabbi Elazar Omer, af mi she'ein lo isha lo yelamid sofrim. Even if someone does not have a wife, we will have to see what that means in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yireh ravak behema. A single man should not be a shepherd. Lo yireh ravak behema. Right, Rashi, we'll talk about this, that Bizman Azeh, the Gemara says later on that we're not choshesh for this, and there's no problem with it. But the Gemara at least has an opinion here, right, that there shouldn't be a single man with animals. Maybe he'll have some type of taiva, which we can't fathom so much, but that's what the Mishnah says. V'lo yishnu shnei ravakim b'talas achas, and also 2 single men should sleep under 1 talas. V'chachamim matirim, and the chachamim matir. And again, this is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Eben Ezer, for various reasons, and, you know, some of these halachas, we have to figure out exactly how they apply bizman hazeh. Again, it's an issue of tznius, an issue of what is accepted behavior. Simen Chav Beis, the Shulchan Aruch discusses at the end of the Si'if, that simen is all about issues of tznius. At the end, the Shulchan Aruch says, Mishein lo isha lo yilame tinokos, mepnei she'imos habanim, ba'os lebei sefer lebneihem, v'nimse mizgare ben hashim. You have to know, but if it's a case where you have a single girl who just got her teaching degree, and she's going to teach in a school, and she's going to teach second grade, and it's not any issues, that's not what the Gemara is talking about. And that's not what the Mishnah is talking about. V'chein isha shalog lo talami katanim, v'pnei avoseyem, she'im po'im b'chal b'neyem, v'nimsu misyachtanima, v'ein amalami tzorach shati ishto shru... Okay, we'll get to that in a few lines. But again, you have to know how to apply these halachas bizman hazeh. Weiter. My time, so what's the reason why all of these people should not go into the teaching business? Ilema mishum yinuke. Is it because the yichud with the children? So, v'hatanya, amr lo rebihuda, lo nechshu yisrael al mishkav zachar v'lo al behema. There's no issue. We're not worried about this. Rachman al itzlan. If there is someone who has a problem, obviously they cannot, not allowed to be near children. And Rachman al itzlan, there have been stories. But Rabbi Yehuda says, me'ikar adin, every Jew has a cheskas kashrus, there's no chshash of this. So, el ravach mishum amhata diyanuke, isha mishum avhata diyanuke. As we just explained, it's because of the parents. It's the drop-off that's the problem, and not the children themselves. Rabbi Elazar Omer, af mi she'ein v'chulu. Even, as we mentioned, when we're quoting a chazal, it says v'chulu. When we're quoting a pasuk, it's v'gomer. Because you can't quote a half a pasuk, so v'gomer means finish it. When it's a chazal from the Mishnah, it says chulu, etc. So even one who does not have a spouse at that time, a wife. So iboy luhu, what exactly does Rabbi Elazar mean to add by ein lo isha? Is he saying presently? Or is he saying, not with him right now? He is not married, or his wife is not around. What does he mean by that? Mishein lo isha klal? Does he mean that he, even if talking about somebody who does not have a wife, meaning to include, let's say, a widower, right? Ein lo isha? Odoma b'shein ashruya etzlo. Is that what he's referring to, when the wife is not there? So tashma, af mishe yeshlo, ve'en ashruya etzlo, lo yilam mitzofrim. That's what he holds. As long as she's not around, right, we had yesterday, we discussed ishto imo and bala ba'ir. Remember we said that it's not an exact parallel. I don't know if we explicated this. We spoke about the Rashi Rambam, about bala ba'ir, the opposite, we mentioned it as a chakira, but lamaskana, we do not paskin. Isha ba'ir is good enough. We need ishto imo and bala ba'ir because there's a difference in the hierarchy of halacha between the man and the woman. Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo yire, chulu tanya omer lo Rabbi Yehuda lo nechshu yisrael mishkav zachar v'lo al habehema. Right, and we know that many of the greats of our Jewish history were shepherds, and maybe even before they were married, right, David HaMelech, Moshe, right, Moshe went to the Midian, and then you don't know if he was shepherding before, but David HaMelech for sure, right, he was taking care of the sheep before he went to Golias, before he got married, but that, obviously, the Mishnah Gemara says, right, we're not lo nechshu yisrael al mishkav behema. Okay, last Mishnah, jam-packed Mishnah. Kol she'asakav im anashim lo yisyached im anashim. Right, someone who is involved in a type of parnasa that he has to interact with women should make sure that there is no yichud with the women. Lo yisyached im anashim. Right, Rashi says here, lo yisyached im anashim afilu im harbe nashim. Even if with many women. We said earlier that one man with two women is not allowed, but one man with three women, this is the Rashi. Rashi said that's allowed normally, three women, four women. But somebody who is always with women, who, as Rashi says, libo gaspahu, v'kulan mechabos alav, right, he has a special relationship with them because he's always with them, then even with more women it could be a problem because he has that special relationship. Like we had yesterday, gis ahadadi, if there's a special relationship, there are higher standards. Tosfos says, even if Ishto, even if his wife is there, this could be a problem. The end of Tos is low. Lochein nearly lo yisyachid emanashim afilu ishto imo. The sharina lael the kimentavi rochel ikach shashatvei. If there is a special shash of the relationship, then even if the wife's around, one has to use their head and know if precautions are required. Next, lo yilamid adam es bino umnis anashim. A person shouldn't, at best, lechatchila, teach his son or encourage his son to go into a profession that he's always going to be involved with women primarily. Rabbi Meir Omer, lo olam yilamid adam es bino umnis zakiya v'kala. A person should teach his son, or again, literally, most of us don't teach our sons their profession, right? But we take care of sending them to school to pay in order for them to have a profession. But that's part of being a responsible adult. So I mean, having an umnis, being able to support a family, that's what it says in the Ksuba. to the Ksuba. That's part of what we have to do. And the Rambam and other sources talk elsewhere about the order of what should be done in terms of a job, in terms of marriage, in terms of Talmud Torah. So the Mishnah here says a person should teach their son. Rav Meir says umnis nikia vikala. The Maharsha here says one that doesn't take every second of your day 24/7. You still have time to learn Torah. Right, that's the Marsha says. That's Nikiya Vakala. V'yispala l'misha osher v'anachasim shalo. And, as the Gemara says at the end of Nida also, no matter what you're involved in, it has to go along with prayer. The Gemara says that about Parnasa, and about children, and about health, right, everything. We have to accompany everything, teach our children, but then also Davin to the one who is in charge of Parnasa. She'ein umnes, she'ein ba'anias v'ashiris. There is no specific profession that does not have people who succeed, people who do well, and people who don't do well. Shelo anias mina umnes, v'lo ashiris mina umnes. El akol lefi zchuso. It's all based on one zechuyos. What does that mean? Based on zechuyos, Tosva says, pirish lefi mazalo. His mazal. To bini v'chaye mezone la b'schusa talya milsa ela b'mazla talya milsa. So Tosus quotes the Gemara in Moed Katan. Again, it's a lot of ingredients that go into our success in life. It has to do with our own mitzvos. It has to do with our tefillah. It has to do with our schus avos. There are so many things that go into it, so we have to try to knock on all the doors and to make sure that we are covering ourselves in all areas in terms of hishtavlos, in terms of tefillah, in terms of zechuyos, in terms of everything. We have to do our best. Good. Reb Shimon Elazar Omer. Reb Shimon Elazar has a fascinating statement. Reisa miyamecha chaya ba'of sheish lohem umnis. Have you ever seen a chaya or a bird that had a profession? Right? They don't go to graduate school. Ve'hein mis parnas in shelo b'tzar. And those animals get to parnasa without any tzar. Ve'halo lo nivru elo sham sheini. And they're only existing in the world to serve me. Ve'ani nivresi l'shameshes koni. And I'm here on an even higher ideal. I'm here to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. Eino dinche es parnes shelo b'tzar. Surely doesn't it make sense that I should be misparnes without tzar? Ella, what could I do? Shel reosi ma'asra v'kipachti es parnasasi. Right, I've messed up. Right, my actions. I'm not zochet to that kal v'chomer being fulfilled. Stop there for a moment. Why is why does he mention just as a detail first? The Marsha picks up. And as we know, whenever you have an agadata, I haven't mentioned it in a while, but it's always the classic Marsha, Ein Yaakov, Maharal, right, and Ben Yehoyada. Those four are really on almost all the Masechtas. The Ein Yaakov obviously has the middle and the outside, but the Ein Yaakov did to agada what the Rif did to halacha. Right, the Rif was you took all the halachic elements and has this befarshim on him. The Ein Yaakov is the Rif on Agada. Agada meaning all the non halachic parts. So he asked the Marsha here, why doesn't it say Behema? Why does the Dafka say Chayav Oof? What happened to Behema? So the Marsha says, well, Behemos many times have an umnis. Right, we take them to serve us. Right, that are Behemos. Chayos are out in the wild. So that's interesting. Just leaving out that detail of Behema. There is a beautiful makna here. The makna here, again, we're running out of maknas here. We're going to get to Baba Kama. We've had in Nashim, we've had the hafla in the makna, but here the makna says, Yesh lo havin in yarno. What does this mean that the chaya is misparni shalo b'tzar and not us? He says, Yadua. Beautiful. Shebechino sabriya hayu arba zelamalamize. As we know, many discuss, the Kuzari and others, we have the four levels of being. Domim, Somea, Chai, Medaber. Inanimate, and the growers, the plant life, and the Chai, the animal life, and Medaber. V'kol echad mitzape la'alos lamala. V'ha'aretz, right? Each one strives in its heart of hearts to get higher on the pyramid. V'ha'aretz mitzave la'hotzi pirya. Sh'al yidei zeh haya mis'ala mibechinas domim libechinas someach. The ground yearns to be planted in, to be able to turn into fruit, so they could go up the ladder. The domim could become a tzomeach. V'chein, hatzomeach mitzave lebechinas chai. The growers, the plant life, yearn to become animal life. V'lachein, behemas v'chayas misparnesim shelo b'tzar, minat tzomeach. That's what it means. The animals go over to a plant, the plant doesn't run away from the animal. The plant is there for the taking, and feel free to eat me. Right, shebet someach lebechinas achai ha'ochel oso umisgadel mimenu. Right, that's his ultimate purpose. V'kol shekein. Surely then, sheroi shekol bechinas achayis va'ofos yitzapu sheyochlem ha'adam kedei lahaloso mibechinas chay lebechinas bedaber. So you would think the pyramid would continue, that the animals would want to be captured and taken by people in order for them to go up from chay to medaber. Shekiven sheadam ochel osam nechlech lubo ubehealos adam b'nishmaso shuchelek elokam imal v'dvekuso b'sharsha humale imo. But what happens, lamaisa? Animals generally run away from man. Right? Ein adav arkein. Shachay borech min ha'adam ve'ein ha'misaveh lo shiochlenu. And the animal doesn't want us to eat it. Why? Ki bios ha'adam ochel b'kavana ru'uya. If we would eat l'shem shamayim, if we would eat to really be male, our neshama and the chiyus of this animal, then there would be a tikkun gadol in the machal and in the animal, and they would, you know, we would all go up. Not suddenly, like Yaakov Avinu says, give me lechem lechol, uvega lilbosh, that was all the ultimate kavanas. But if we don't eat properly, if we don't have the proper kavana, then it's just a taivas agashmius. There's no uplifting there of the animal. So the animal v'hu kamisha oved avodah zara, call him izgaya, v'lachein, right, v'yachalta v'savata, ramlo v'avechta, u'bechina zu eina mala sa'ochel el mamiso. You're basically killing the animal. U'ke'ilu achlu mizivchei mesim. As the Gemara's Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. V'kivan she'ein achai batuach, the chai has a lot of experience. Most people in the world aren't ma'ale. She'yis'ala ayidei ha'ochlim, v'karav adavar she'yamisu, alkeinu boreach mimenu. That's why the dirt and plant life don't run away from the animals, but the animals run away from people. Fascinating. V'hainu, and that's what Shimon Elazar says here. The chai and the ofer misparni shalobitzar, right? They have an aliyah automatically. But me, the animals should run to me, but you know what? Kipachti es maisai, harezi es kochi. I messed up. Mankind messed up. And that's why we don't find our brachos and our animals coming to us. But if we would have the proper kavana when we eat to serve our Kaddish Baruch Hu, then uvo alecha kol brachos ha'ela v'isigucha she'ir defu acharav kidei l'sachnam. That's a makne to be able to take with us. Okay, we continue. Says the Mishnah. Abagurian, ish tzadayin, omer mishum abaguria. Well, yalamid adam espino, a person should not teach the following professions to their son. Chamar, gamal, kadar, sapan, right? All of these, Rashi says, are umnos listios. Why? Because when they're on the road, they'll steal from people, maybe they'll be hungry and they'll go into other people's vineyards, right? A donkey driver, a camel driver, a kadar, which is a wagon driver, a sapan, a boat, ro'eh. A shepherd, interesting, Roa, you would have thought is a good profession. That's what all the greats were in. But Rashi says, Shema aviran liros b'steacherim. I have the time to take the sheep into other people's grazing pastures. The chenvani, also a chenvani, right? Rashi, milumad be'ona'a. Right? He's milumad, he's experienced in ona'a, and ripping people off, put some water into the wine, put some tsroros into the chitim. Shemunasan, back to the Mishnah, Shumanusan, Umanas Listim. All of these are dangerous professions. A person trying to teach their child a profession where, I guess, the Yetzahara and the Taiva to steal is not as great. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Hachamarin, Ruban Rishayim. Vagamalim, Ruban Ksherim. Right, why? Because they go out to the desert and they're very scared and they're scared for their lives and they have to constantly daven. Rashi, Umashabram Libam Lamakom. Right, they have a broken heart because they're constantly in fear, in awe. Hasapanim ruban chasidim. The people on the boats, for sure. Right, they're subject to all of the vicissitudes of the way of life there in the water, and therefore they're good. Here it is. Tov shebarofim legehenim. Once every 7.5 years, we get to discuss these three lines. What does it mean? My father has a whole article with many different pshatim about tov shebarofim legehenim. The most common pshat given by the Mefarshim on Mishnah, it's a gaiva issue. It's the doctors that think that they are so good. Tov sheba rofim, those are going to Gehenim. Why? Why is this different than other professions? Because if you're a bal gaiva doctor, that's the stakes are so much higher. If I'm going to decide things myself, I'm not going to ask other advice from other doctors. The mistakes, the risk factor is so much worse. right? Because Chaim v'Hamesim, that's in their hands. If they realize that, if they think that they're the doctor and they're not just a shliach of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that could have terrible, terrible consequences, right? That's Tov Shebarofim L'Gehenim, and that's what the Tiferes Yisrael says here. Tibegavasozo somecha yidiyaso b'safek ve'eno misyaitzim chaveirav karaui l'mi asher b'fiv u'bekumaso munachayim omaves. With his mouth and in his quill, meaning the prescription or whatever he advises, he's deciding life and death often. V'gam berov ga'ono eino mistapek shema yit'eyu dimyono. Maybe he should get a second opinion. Maybe it's not as what it seems. V'eino choshesh la'ayen etev b'sifri ha'refuos kodem she'itin la'achol asame refua. Kodem she'yeda man shelo yuchlu la'ziko karoi. What about side effects? Le'lech la'at la'at b'nyani sakanas nefashas. And therefore, that's why it's worse. Right? Tov shebarofim. Right? One has to be very, if they think that they're the best ones, you know, that is the problem. My father likes to quote the Remeir Pamishlaner, Tov is Gematria 17. The doctor that leaves out Rafaenu, right? Because he doesn't, I got this one covered. I don't have to say Rafaenu Hashem and Rafe. Tov Shabarofim. You leave out one of the brachas of Shmona Esrei. Obviously now it's 19, but Shmona Esrei, right? Tov Shabarofim, the one that only leaves out Rafaenu, that's the L'Gehenna. We have to realize, especially doctors, have to realize that they are the Shlichim al HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why one should always remember the beautiful, as patients and as doctors, right? The beautiful Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, the somewhat unknown Halacha. Mention it's at the end of Chelek Beis in the Mishnah Berurah, where the Shulchan Aruch quotes, before somebody goes to bloodlet, make his dam, there's a special little tefillah to say. Not a bracha, a special little tefillah. Yer Esom HaVadach HaShem Elokai, Shetehe Esek Zelilu Refuah, Ki Rofi Chinam Atah. Right, there should be l'refuah. And the Mishnah Berurah there quotes the earlier Achronim, whenever you do a midi d'refuah, before we take Tylenol and Advil, before we take any antibiotics, just say that little tefillah. It puts a whole different perspective on the realization that the medicine and the doctor are just shlichim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that little tefillah reminds us. Good, so back to the Gemara. So, Tov Shebarofim L'Gehenim, V'Hakasher Shebetabachim Shutav HaShel HaMalek. And the best Shochtim, butchers, could be the partner of Amalek. Why Amalek? What's the issue? The issue is you're dealing with people's kashrus, right? So if you shecht and you're not sure about something, maybe it was, maybe it's not, maybe it is a trefa, but there's a big taiva to just let it go. So why is that like Amalek? Because Amalek, as we know, Gematria, suffix. Gematria brought doubt into the world. And that's the issue. It's like, is it kosher, not kosher? Hashkacha, not hashkacha. Right? That's the connection to Amalek. Rabbi Nohorai Omer, Maniachani kol umuna sheba olam eini melamid es b'ni ala Torah. Rabbi Nohorai says, I'm going to leave all other umnios away, but I'm only going to teach my son Torah. We will get to what he means when we see it in the Gemara. But we will see almost all Achronim limit this in some way. But Rabbi Nohorai says, I'm going to leave all other umnios away. I'm going to teach my son Torah. Why? Sha'adam ochel mischara ba'olam hazeh, va'keren keyemeth olam haba. Because Torah is in this world and in the next world. V'shar kol umnios einon kein. Either other umnios are not this way. K'sha'ada balidei choli, olidei zikna, olidei yisurin. At the end of one's life, Rachman al-Aslan, somebody cannot be involved in whatever profession. V'ena yochel aso b'malachto. How are you meisbarav? Right, he has nothing else to do. Aval ha-Torah einon kein. Ela mishamartu mikol ra b'naruso. V'nosenes lo acharis v'tikva v'ziknuso. The Torah guards people in our young age, in our old age. Right, we should always be involved. Ben Aruso Ma Omer, what does it talk about when we are younger? V'koye Hashem Yachalifu Koach, right? Those who hope towards Hashem and learn Torah, Yachalifu Koach will get renewed strength. Uvizeknuso Ma Omer, Od Yenuvun B'Seva. V'cheinu Omer B'Avram Avinu, so too. V'cheinu Omer, it also says Avram Avinu, when he was old, he was still being constructive. V'Avraham Zakein, V'Hashem Berech, Avram Bakol. Hashem bless Avram Bakol. Right, look at the Ramban on that pasuk. What is Bakol? Does it mean everything? Does it mean a daughter? Right, what does Bakol mean? Right, Gematria, Ben, and son. Matzinu, but the Chazal say on this pasuk, Sha'as Avram Avinu is called Tarakula Ad Shalom Nitna. Avram Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah before it was commanded, before it was given. Shene Amar, Ekev et Shasham Avram Bakoli, Vayishmar Mishmarti, Mitzvosai, Chukosai, Visarosai. We could have a couple of Shiurim just on that line. A, if the Avos fulfilled all the Torah, so why do we see some violations, so to speak? Right, Yaakov Avinu married two sisters, and Amram married his aunt, and Yaakov built a matzeva. So all the different suggestions given, the Ramban only in Chutz La'aretz, they violated, but in Eretz Yisrael they kept the Torah. A, B, the Maharal, the Gur Aryeh in Parshas Vayigash, maybe there's a difference between the Asays and the Los Asays. They only did the Asays. They didn't do the Los Asays, which is against the Chazal of Targ Mitzvah Shamarti, but that's a second idea. Or the most popular suggestion of the Aruch Chaim HaKadosh and the Nefesh HaChaim, they fulfilled all the Torah before, unless they saw Baruch Kacham, that they needed to quote-unquote violate something, because that was part of the world plan from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they could do that because they weren't mitzvah. We're mitzvah, so we can't have any cheshbonas like that. As one major issue discussed. Another issue all the Rishonim and Achronim discuss is, Avram did all the mitzvahs before they were commanded, except for one. There was one mitzvah that he waited to be commanded, and that is Bris Milah. And the kasha is, why didn't Avraham do Bris Milah before he was commanded? If he did all the other mitzvahs, again, many suggestions given. Maybe if Bris Milah has a risk factor, there's an issur of chavala. You can't wound yourself without a command. Only once there's a mitzvah, then there's no issue of chavala. Al Pi Lamdis, the Meshech Chachma, and others, the Bris Karav says, maybe there's no shame arel without a tzivuy of Bris Milah. If I don't have a tzi voice, then I'm a male. I'm just similar to the first case. I'm just wounding myself. It's not called a bris. So you need the mitzvah of mila in order to say that it is a mitzvah. Other achronim say, well, maybe inherently bris mila is a bris, a covenant. The covenant requires two parties. The HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't command it yet, so then it's not a covenant. So there are many other suggestions. The Marsha says in Yevamis, well, maybe he was Mekayim Kol Torah Kula after Bris Milah. Right? Once he did Bris Milah, so then he was Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Many other suggestions given. Okay, we'll have to stop there with those suggestions. Number two. The third point to mention, and this has to be mentioned because it's beautiful, the Meshech Chachma. The Meshech Chachma notes that this Chazal says Avraham Avinu did the entire Torah. If you look in Yuma Chaf Beis, the Gemara says there that Avraham Avinu did the entire Torah, even Erev Tavshilin. Even setting aside the Eruv when he wanted to prepare Anyata for Shabbos. Why Dafka? Is that the mitzvah derabanan that's mentioned about Avraham Avinu? The Meshech Chachma in Vayishlach links this to the other Chazal. That the Chazal say that Yaakov Avinu made Tchumen. Erev Tchumen. He was Koveya Tchumen. Right? So what's the connection between those two specific mitzvos? So the Meshech Chachma says Avraham Avinu, his mitzvah was about chesed and expanding and spreading monotheism. Erev Tavshilin is based on the halachic principle of Hoel. Since guests might come, and you have to spread the way, you have to spread the food, and it's all about chesed. Yaakov Avinu is the opposite. Yaakov Avinu, once the Shiftei Kah were in place, he had to separate them. He had to designate them. He had to put them in Goshen, and that's Kavat Tchumen, that he made Tchum, he made boundaries, and in that way, they each fulfilled. Each of those mitzvos that are used by Chazal highlight the Avodas Hashem that was specific for each of the Avos. Good. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara. Kol Shasaka v'manashim Sura Ra. If anybody's involved in women all day, Sura Ra. And there's a Yetzahara, a potential problem. Kagon HaTzarfim, people who are involved with women's jewelry. V'hasarikim, also a type of somebody's involved in women's clothing. V'hanikaro, somebody who cleans the mill of the women. The Rochlin, the peddlers. V'hagardim, the weavers. Hasaparim, the haircutters, the women bring their kids to get a haircut. Vakovsim, Vahagara, right, people who are makers dam, Vahabalan, one who is the bathhouse people, Vahabursiki, Ein Mamida Mehem Lo Melech Lo Kohen Gadol. All of these professions, they don't produce kings or Kohanim Gadolim. My taima, Lo Mishum Tepsili, not because they're pasul per se, Ela Mishum Tezilub Nosayu, right, it's just that they have an inferior type of profession. Tana Rabbanan. Asara Dvarim Ne'emru Bigara. Right? 10 things are said about a Gara. Gara is the blood letter, which might be the same thing for nowadays, potential problem for doctors, like the Mishnah spoke about. Right? And almost all of these are relating to Gaiva. Mahalech al Tzido. He walks Tzido. On the side it says, Vekoma Zakufa. Right? He thinks of himself as great. Verucho Gasa. Vinitzle V'yoshev. He sits down very comfortably, thinking great about himself. The A note, Sarah, and his I is Sarah, meaning his money. He takes people's money because he's muluma, to take and not so much to give. The A note, Ra'a, right? And what does Eino Ra'a mean? He hopes people will get sick to need his services, right? That's not, obviously, what great doctors, again, I'll quote the Kibbutz Av, I'll quote my father, whenever he lectures publicly, he always ends off by saying, I yearn for the day that Mashiach will come to put doctors out of business. Right, that's what doctors have to have the right. It's the opposite of what the Gemara is talking about. Eino ra ochel harbe umotzi kima. He takes a lot in and doesn't put so much out. Right, Rashi says because he's always involved with health issues, it could be that he's always eating healthy and that's why he's able to take in, but not so much take out and feel good about himself. The chashad al ha'arayos, and he could be chashad al ha'arayos because the women come to him, and the al hagazel, the al shvichas damim. So basically, one has to have the proper attitude. It's funny with all of this talk about, you know, the jokes that they make about the Jewish mother. They always want their son the doctor, right? That's maybe the most common profession in a Jewish lore. But when it comes to in terms of the power, it's a powerful position, and therefore one has to be very careful because the more powerful a power a person has, the more corruption, Rachmana Litzlan, is possible. Weiter. Darash bar kapara. Lo'olam yomar adam es b'nei, yilamir adam es b'nei umnes nekiya v'kala. Mayhi, what is it? Amar Yehuda. What should one be involved in? Machta de tamayusa. Okay, a certain type of needle thread that you sew with and you make bumps like, as if it's a talam, a furrow in the field. Tanya, Rabbi Omer, Ein locha umnes sho'overes min ha'olam. There's not going to be any profession that leaves the world. Ashri misha roes horab b'umnes meula, oilo l'misha roes horab b'umnes paguma. Praise is the one who sees his parents, and Rashi adds in his kids, with a wonderful profession, and it's difficult for a person to see his kids or his parents in a inferior profession. Efshar la'olam b'lo basam u'b'lo bursaki. The world will always have people who are involved in great-smelling things, basam, and a bursaki, foul-smelling. Ashrei misha umnaso basam, ba'oilo misha umnaso bursaki. A lot of it is hashkacha, right? So we have to just daven to try to get, as we said, an umnes kala v'nekiya. Yefshe la'olam b'lo zacharim u'b'lo nekevos. Ashrei misha banev zacharim, oilo l'misha banev nekevos. What does that mean? So almost all the mefarshim, starting with the Me'iri, starting with the Me'iri. The Me'iri says, and the Ben Yoyad expands on it, and others. This is all talking about boys, right? What does it mean? Efshar, it's impossible for, the world's going to have some more masculine men and some more feminine men. Ashrei misha banav zacharim. Praise is the one whose children, whose boys, have masculine tendencies. The Ilo Misha Banav Nekevos. And woe to the person, Rachman al-Islan, if his masculine son does not have that. The Ben Yoyada quotes here a Kabbalistic idea, which heard many years ago, but again, I'm not going to go into it too deeply now, because it's something that's difficult for us to understand, that Yitzchak Avinu, some of the Svarim Pi Kabbalah, say that Yitzchak Avinu couldn't have children at the beginning because he had an Neshama Nukva. He had some feminine type of element, and that's why he couldn't have children till after the Akedah, and then he was somewhat born again. Ben Yoyada says this. And then he was able to have children after that. What does that mean? But the Ben Yoyada says maybe that's what's going on here. Maybe to have a son who has a purely male neshama, and maybe without that, maybe that means that the neshama is somewhat nukvasa, and that's what the Gemara is referring to on the Kabbalistic level, and that's why Ashrimi is somebody who could have a lot of children, right, in the masculine sense. Again, there's other pshatim, but obviously all the mefarshim from the Me'iri on down say it does not mean it on a literal sense. Good. Rabbi Meir Omer, Yo'olam Yalamir Adam Eslobano Umnes Nekiya V'Kalo V'Yivakish Rachamin L'Misha Oshav Adachasim Shalo. As we said in the Mishnah, She'en Anias Bina Umnes V'en Ashiris Bina Umnes El L'Misha Oshav Shalo Sh'nemar Liya Kesef V'Liya Zav Ne'um Hashem Svakos. Hashem is in charge. It was, we're talking about Parnasa, just interesting halachic question. Chashuk Echemed, last one for Maseches Kiddushin. Right, what happened? An exterminator come into their house. Came in, got rid of all the bugs. It was a terrible infestation. And he gives the person a guarantee, right? Achrayus, 2 year. 2 year achrayus. If any bug comes in, I come in here for free. Come in for free. Fine, wonderful. A month or two later, they come back. So he calls the exterminator and says, hi, you're at my house 2 months ago, and I have achrayut. I have a guarantee. You have to come back. So he says, okay, I'm just busy right now. I'll make it. I'm going to really, it's very busy season. Okay, call me back. Calls him back 2-3 days later. I'm busy. I'm so, it's difficult. He had a great idea. He goes to a different phone number and he calls up the guy and he says, I have bugs. I need somebody. You know, there are bugs all over. He's like, okay, I'll be over in an hour and a half. And he goes over in an hour and a half. He doesn't say a word. And at the end of the visit, he says, oh, by the way, I have achrayut and I don't have to pay you. Was he allowed to do that? The guy wasn't coming because he didn't want to come by achrayut. So, but he says, he allowed to do that. Says, we're talking about in anias ben umnes, ben ashiris ben umnes. Says, b'chashuk echemet, 100% mutter what he did. 100% mutter. He says, the guy wasn't coming. He's a gazlan. If he's just pushing you away because he doesn't want to come for the achrayut, mitzvah la'atzil ashuk miyat ashko. You're doing a mitzvah for him because you're getting service that he's stealing from you out of his possession. Kedei l'kabel es ma shemegia lo b'din. Mutter v'ulay afilo mitzvah. Shelo l'galos lo kodem avoda. But it's best not to say a dvar sheker mipiv. Meaning, don't say to him, come, I'll pay you in full. Just say, come, I need you. Right, ain lo hotzi sheker k'dei lo hinatzel me'ahefsid, if possible. And then he says, I asked my brother-in-law Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and he says, im ikesh titakesh, right? V'yesh ke'elo shemuter gam lo shaker lohem. Right, there are examples, right? That the one is allowed to lie in certain cases in order to get one's money out. So talking about umnis, that's a great story. He says it's mutter to do that to the exterminator because of what he's doing to you. Vayter, Shimon Elazar Omer, im reisam yemecha Tanya. I never saw a deer who had a profession, who was a dryer of figs. V'ari sabal, or a lion schlepper. V'shual chenvani, v'hemis parnasim shelo b'tzar. V'hem lo nivru elosham sheini, as the Mishnah said. V'ani nivresi l'sham eches koni, ma'elush lo nivru elosham sheini, misparnasim shelo b'tzar. If they're on a lower level, and they get parnasa easily, v'ani chen nivresi l'sham eches koni, eino din she esparnasim shelo b'tzar. Surely, Ela shahare osi is maasai, v'kipachti is panasasi. Shenema avonoseichem, hitu, I've messed up. What's the double? You can look in the Mefarshim on the Mishnah. What's the double? My actions have been evil, and my parnasa, right? It seems to be a double. Reb Nehorai Omer. So now Reb Nehorai, maniach ani kolom anasha ba'olam v'chulu, and I'm only going to teach my son Torah. So the big problem that many of the Mefarshim ask is, Reb Nehorai, you see in other Gemaras, is Reb Meir. It's the same person. So how could Rabbi Meir earlier in the Mishnah say, I'm going to teach my son Umanis Nekiah Vakala, and here Ibn Arai says, only Torah. Tanya, Rabbi Nehorai Omer, Maniach Ani Kol Umanis Sheba Olam Einam Alamanis Bini Ela Torah. Shekol Umanis Sheba Olam Ein Omed Eslo Ela Bimei Yal Duso. Aval Bimei Zignuso Hariyu Mutal Barav. There's nothing to do. Aval Torah Ein Okein Omed Eslo Ela Bimei Yal Duso. Vonasen Eslo Achres V'tikva Bimei Zignuso. As he said in the Mishnah, Beis Yaldu Samau Omer V'Koya Hashem Yachlifu Koach Ya'alu Eiver Kansharim. There we finish the pasuk. B'Zakeinim Au Omer O Yunuvim Meseva D'Sheinim V'Adanim Yiyu. So ask all the Mefarshim. It's the same person, right? So how is it that how do you put these two together? So a number of pshat. And the Maharsha here says the Reb Nehorai does not mean that I only teach my son Torah. No, the Maharsha says doesn't mean that. It says I teach my son that the kfiyus of your life should be Torah. Right, I say Taraskla Kavo Malachtacha Arai. That's the message. Says the Marsha and say all the Mefarshim, of course a son has to have a profession. That's for sure. But it just means that I have to make sure. Ela Yasuk Bimalacha Nikia Vakala Shayuchalasos Taraso Kavo Malachtacha Arai. Vispal Misha Osha Shalosh Yuchalis Asher Gam Malacha Karav Arai. Vomno Rai Omala Kamon. Eino el Torah, vaday delo palig, vitzarech kol adam lilmot umnis. That's the way we learn a parnasa. El tachi kara maniach ani hakvius shall kol umnios vani malam do Torah bekeva umnis arai. Number one. The number two, the Pnei Yoshua here says, maybe be medayik in the words. Maniach ani es kol umnis vani ani malam des bini. His son was a unique individual. Says the Bnei Yeshua, his son was a Gaon Atzum. So he says, when it comes to Yechidei Skula, 95% of us, you know, need to have a Parnasa. But a few, the Yechidei Skula, says then, okay, those could be supported. But that's the Miut, that's not the Rov. Right, and there are other suggestions given. The Bir Halacha discusses this. But that is all the Pshatim of Reb Nehorai and Rabbi Meir. Just to end off with the Bal HaTurim that we started off Kiddushin with. In the some of the mafarshim I saw put it together. A lot of times we try to connect the end of a mesechta to the beginning of a mesechta. So we started off on the first daf of kiddushin. Hayishin nikneis b'shloshet drachim. The Balaturim in Parshas Yisro says that on the pasuk va'avias chem elai b'nei Yisro were nikne b'shloshet drachim. Shloshet drachim. What? How? Number one, kesef. The kesef we had at Kriyas Yamsuf. And Shtar, that was the Torah, and Bia, the Psukim and Novi say that Hashem was with us. Right, the Balaturim. I even brought the Lashon here. The Balaturim says, "My Ishanik is because of Shtar, but Bia Af Yisrael came. Bekesa Bizes Mitzrayim. Bishtar, that is Torah Tzivalan Moshe. The great Morasha Ela Maorasa. Right, that's why Moshe ripped it up before it broke the Luchos. He was like ripping up the Tzuba." And he says in Yecheskel, Vafros Kanfi Alecha, which is one of the Makoris for Chuppah, right? Kesef Shtar and Bia. Why were we Zochet to Kesef Shtar and Bia? Because Avram Avinu was Makayim Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shlo Nitna. Because he was the one that laid the groundwork for a commitment to Talmud Torah. Says that's why later on his descendants were Zochet to such a marriage with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's the last Mishnah, right? You have here, Avraham Avinu, being Mekayim, Kol HaTorah Kula, Achalo Nin. And others that also say that maybe the Bia is going to be in the future, Ki Yival Bachar Besulu, Masos Chasan Al Kala, Yasa Alay Chalokayach, as the Pazik says. That's where it's going to happen. That's from the Sefer Ya'aneh Baruch, who relates this Balaturim to this, to the end of the Mesechta, to the beginning. Okay, Baruch Hashem, Rabosai, it's been a couple of months and years, whenever we started Yevamis a long time ago. Baruch Hashem, we look forward, Baruch Hashem, to tomorrow having a Haskalah in the world of the Babis, as we start Baba Kama, Baruch Hashem, tomorrow. Okay, we'll stop here.